Friday, May 6th. Come play with Kush. 3 a.m. Keaton, baby, come see the Cushman. A tipsy Brandon Cushman says to me. I stay where I am. He walks over, slings his arm around my shoulder, and surveys the mess that is his house. Another epic party delivered. Saw your BFF was hooking up in the guest room. Watched a little before they kicked me out. Would that be Vanessa or Rianne? Vanessa. I don't know why she got so pissed. It's not like I haven't seen it all before. I nod my head. Vanessa has pretty much been with everyone. So where's your boyfriend? Bathroom. I roll my eyes, puking. Sanders the man. You crashing here? No, I'm taking him home. I'm supposed to go surfing in like 3 hours. Kush flashes me a grin so sexy it ought to be trademarked. You looked hot dancing on the bar tonight. When are you gonna dump the Sandman? Come play with the Kush. Kush is a total player, and he doesn't try to hide it. He's good-looking and popular, so his standard pickup line of let's hook up works on most girls. And why wouldn't it? He's 6 feet tall, has a soccer-toned body, and bright blue eyes. During soccer season, his dark blonde hair gets buzzed, and he rarely shaves. Tonight, there is a fair amount of stubble on his cute face. He puts his face close to mine, like he's going to kiss me. But instead, he scratches his scruffiness up the side of my cheek and laughs. I rub my cheek. Gee, thanks, now I have Kush burn. Kush gently pushes my hair behind my ear and studies my cheek. It is a little red. Why don't you come up to my room? I'll kiss it and make it feel better. I roll my eyes at him again and point toward the bathroom. You want to make me feel better? Go check on the Sandman. On cue, Sander, my boyfriend of over a year, stumbles out of the bathroom. He drank too much tonight, as usual. Kush grabs a bottle of water out of the mini-fridge and tosses it to him. Of course, Sander misses, and it goes skittering across the tile. Kush and I try to hide our giggles as we watch him drunkenly chase it. Fuck you, Kush, Sander says, after he finally corrals the bottle. The guys do the drunken guy hug, but skip the I love you, man. Kush isn't drunk enough for that. I survey the room littered with all the popular kids from my school and think back to how I imagined my life just a few years ago. How I begged my mom to let me stay in Malibu. How, for the first time in my life, I was going to put down roots. How I dreamed of being popular. I dreamed high school would be like what I'd seen in the movies. I wanted to live out one big high school musical. I can honestly say I never imagined a scene like this. My best friend Vanessa is drunk, high, and hooking up with some guy she just met, but thought was hot. Rianne was making out on the couch with a guy from the lacrosse team, but a few minutes ago they headed into one of the bedrooms. Kush's parties used to be fun back when there were about 10 of us. Spin the bottle, beer pong, movies, some mild hooking up. All of us thinking we were so cool to be topless in the hot tub. The more fun we had, the more people came. And the more wild the parties got. Tonight there were close to 100 people. When's your mom back? I ask Kush. Saturday, he says with a frown, eyeing the beer bottles strewn all around. I'll come over after surfing to help you clean up. Cleaning ladies come Sunday? Kush gives me a hug. You know it. You've got the code. Wake me up when you get here. He flashes his sexy grin at me again. Or better yet, join me in bed. I help Sander stagger out to the gaudy purple Lamborghini he bought himself for his 18th birthday. He falls asleep the minute I start driving. I look at him, softly snoring in the seat next to me, with his hazel eyes, great smile, and hair that usually has more product in it than mine. The former child star has grown up quite nicely. After traveling the world while my mom made movies, living in so many different places, and only having tutors, I was so excited to go to a real high school. I used to spend my days writing scripts for my perfect life, scenes of becoming popular, magical parties where I'd meet a cute boy, he'd kiss me, and we'd fall in love. Scenes where the captain of the basketball team would ask me to dance, we'd kiss and fall in love. Scenes where the popular boy would kiss me in the moonlight and ask me to be his girlfriend. Scenes where we're in the center of a school dance, slowly swaying while everyone does a choreographed dance around us. Scenes where he'd shoot the winning basket and be on top of the team's shoulders, but would find me in the crowd and blow me a kiss. I wanted two things from my high school experience. I wanted to be the most popular girl and date the most popular boy. And it all happened. Kinda. High school is a lot trickier than I ever imagined, and it sort of sucks sometimes. It's hard to juggle what your friends want, what your parents want, and what the guys want, and still get what you want. Especially when you're not sure anymore what you want. And it doesn't help that I've been starting to think that Rianne and Vanessa only became friends with me because of who my mom is. My mom is Abby Johnston. Yeah, that Abby. America's favorite romantic comedy actress. America's sweetheart.